You know, we if you're familiar with Bethel at all, I'm sure you've heard the term, the culture of honor. And it's amazing. It's an incredible place to live where everybody looks at you through greater eyes than you look at yourself through. Wow. It's empowering. But living in this culture of honor, experiencing it on a daily basis, even within this culture and honor, there's nobody that I've ever met that responds as quickly or profoundly to any measure of honor given as does Holy Spirit. Just try it. Try honoring him in your heart and see what happens. He can't help but come. This is called revival made easy. He can't help but come, and then you have revival because when he comes, good things happen. You know, some of the greatest miracles we've ever had happen just happen in his presence. We had an 8-year-old girl a while back. She came into the healing rooms and she had glasses the size of Coke bottle bottoms. And she was we have two rooms. We have what we call an encounter room. It used to be a waiting room until God said there's no waiting in heaven. You're not allowed to call the waiting room anymore. And so we just brought the live worship team and prophetic art, and we just started going after the presence in the waiting room because he's better at his job than we are at ours, and Jesus is himself the healer. So if he shows up, people are going to get healed. And so her and her mom are just kind of in the encounter room waiting for their turn to get prayer. And in the presence, she feels the presence of God just kind of come over from top of her head down. And her eyes go fuzzy, so she takes her glasses off and recognizes she can see perfectly in the presence. But the most amazing part was that she didn't say anything. She just picked up the small print Bible next to her. And previous to this, they had to get special order books with really large font so she could even read with her glasses. She picks up the fine print Bible and just turns to her mom and starts reading out of the Word to her mom. And her mom begins to weep as she realizes what Jesus just did for her daughter. No, nobody even prayed for her yet. That's a good day in ministry right there. More will happen.